A famous hymn of the church says, "Our hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and righteousness." See, hope anchors the soul. Hope is what we need when our lives feel adrift. In our summer crosstalk, we offer words of hope. Here's Pastor Gary.
A reading from Philippians chapter 4. Celebrate God all day, every day. I mean, revel in Him. Make it as clear as you can to all you meet that you're on their side, working with them and not against them. Help them see that the Master is about to arrive. He could show up any minute. Don't fret or worry. Instead of worrying, pray. Let petitions and praises shape your worries into prayers, letting God know your concerns. Before you know it, a sense of God's wholeness, everything coming together for good, will come and settle you down. It's wonderful what happens when Christ displaces worry at the center of your life. I love this translation of this passage of Scripture. Celebrate God all day, every day. I'm sure you are aware of the more common translation, rejoice in the Lord always. I will say it again, rejoice. In other words, Paul is telling us to bask in the joy of the Lord every opportunity we have. Literally, with every breath we take, we exhale rejoicing. Paul continues with, make it clear to all you meet that you're on their side, working with them, not against them. What an example of our Christian walk, to walk alongside others and help them excel at all they do in life, and to help others see that the Master Jesus is about to arrive. Like any minute now. And we get to show others how much Jesus loves them through our words and actions. I love it that Paul tells us to let our petitions and praises shape our worries into prayers. Seek God when things don't seem right, and go to Him in any and every situation. And He's right there. Every time we go to Him, God is there to ease the pain and to offer comfort for all that hurts. And Paul tells us when we turn our worries into prayers, that before you know it, a sense of God's wholeness, everything coming together for good, will come and settle you down. It's wonderful what happens when Christ displaces worry at the center of your life. So I would ask you today to consider these things. 1. What are the worries I have that I need to turn into prayers? 2. How can I be on the side of everyone I meet so that they may see the love of Jesus in me? 3. How can I revel in God all day long? Friends, whatever is going on for you, turn it into prayers and petitions to God and let Him deal with it. He will bless you. We pray. Heavenly Father, You know all that we need in this life. May we look to You constantly for guidance and direction. Lord, we celebrate You and Your presence in our lives. May we celebrate You today in Jesus' name. Amen. And the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your mind in Christ Jesus.